So, we've had a long talk about some of the implications of the Cyber Resilience Act, but I can imagine that there are some developers in this room who are wondering, how the hell am I going to implement all this? Now, luckily, there is a solution to that problem, and it is the standards which are currently under development for the CRA. And they cover a number of different verticals, so it can be anything from, you know, operating systems to system event and information management. There is a really wide variety. And OSI, Simon, myself, and others have been working on this for quite some time now. So we're here to tell you about how you can get involved if you want to get involved. First, it would be extremely rude of me not to say thank you to a couple of people who are currently in the room. We have Alton and Law, both from ETSI, which is one of the European standardization organizations, who have been working with us to make sure that open source developers can participate in the standardization work. I know there are a few of us in the room, but I do think they deserve a round of applause for that, because it's the first time in history that open source developers can get directly involved in the standardization process. So I think they deserve a bit of an applause for that. So we're getting quite late in the process now, but the goal of today really is to show you precisely how you can do just that. First thing you need to know is that if you want to get involved and you're not sure where to start, you can contact Simon or myself, and we will happily sort of get you involved, get you integrated. We can get you into the meetings at the standardization organizations as well, so please feel free to reach out to us. We're getting a little bit of feedback. But you can reach us at Jordan@opensource.org and Simon@opensource.org. Just going to give you a little bit of a show of how you can participate as well, more directly. Would you like to take the mic and narrate?
I can do that.
Okay.
Or I can use this one.
Whichever you prefer.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
We're playing slide karaoke here, because I've not seen his slides.
It's not even slides. I'm going to go straight into the labs.
So at ETSI, we should first of all clarify, the standardization work is in two broad parts. There are horizontal standards, that's standards that affect every kind of product, that are being developed at Sencenlec. And those standards are punishingly difficult for anyone from outside the standards machine to get even to read, let alone to get involved in. We do have a cunning plan, but we'll come to that later. And then all the vertical product standards are being, or most of the vertical product standards are being developed at ETSI. ETSI is one of three European standards organizations. That's Sencenlec and ETSI, and they were designated as such by Regulation 1025/2012. This is not what they do for a living, either of them. Sencenlec tends to do standards about interoperable infrastructure, like making sure your pipes fit together and that your roads have got the right grade of tarmac. And ETSI is dominated by the standardization of telecommunications standards, although it has, in the recent decade, diversified a great deal into many other areas. The vertical standards are being developed by a committee called EU Standards Request within a larger technical committee called TC Cyber. I'm lucky enough to be the vice chair of EUSR, and we're lucky enough to have Laura in the back row there as our secretary and administrator. And actually the person that makes everything work. Gaining access to these organizations has been challenging, but we're going to tell you in a minute about, a cunning trick that we have discovered that will allow anyone in the room to be involved if you would like to be. So if you go visit that URL at the top there, you'll discover that many of the standards are on GitLab. And you can just look at the markdown of the in-progress standard. And most of the time, you can also open issues that describe your comments, preferably polite, detailed, accurate comments that can be actualized into changes in the spec. So far, ETSI has chosen not to allow pull requests or change requests to be submitted. Maybe next time, I don't know. In your issue, if you have got a concrete change to the standard that you are reading, the rapporteurs do not mind at all if you give them text that they can quote from. Derive their own version from. This shows you the one of the standards. This is the router standard. Operating system standard. This is being maintained by somebody who holds the pen on behalf of the technical committee, called the rapporteur. Because these standards are typically rather unprofitable for ETSI's members, ETSI very wisely secured funding for paid rapporteurs to work on them. And so most of these standards have got somebody who is a professional rapporteur who is gathering the expert input of the technical committee and writing the text. At the moment, all of these standards are at the stage where they are, all the sections are filled, they are viable, they are probably acceptable as a standard, and they have all just been reviewed by the European Commission. But you can still come comment. These specs are still accepting comments on a monthly rolling cycle. Your comments will all be considered. They will all be taken into the committee and reviewed in a meeting where your suggestion will be considered and either accepted, or we'll work on something different, or it will be politely declined. We're not too prudish about this. We will politely decline if what you have submitted is not actually acceptable.
But, for example, to give you an example, the FSFE have commented on quite a few of the things, and so, you know, we will take the comments and work with them, with people inside ETSI, to try to get those comments passed through, especially when it comes to, you know, stuff like freedom to use certain software on, say, routers, or dealing with issues with secure boot, with bootloaders, stuff like that. So we are actually out of time already. The essential has been said.
Yes, except for how to join in.
Yes.
So, do you have a slide on that?
I don't.
Okay. So through the careful work of some senior people at ETSI, OSI has got the privilege of being able to ask genuine community members to be admitted as members of the EUSR committee at ETSI. And if you work on a project which is affected by the CRA, and you are willing to put in the hard work of attending the meetings and reading the specifications, you should get in touch with me or him or with Law, and we will work to have you admitted into the committee. We've had several excellent contributions. The Zen community is helping us a great deal. We're getting excellent contributions from the Debian community. But it may well be that you are the perfect person to join in with this standardization activity. And then the other cunning plan, Sen Senelec is almost impossible to make a contribution to. I'm sorry, it's true. If you join the ETSI committee, again, through the magic of administration, we can probably give you access to the Sen Senelec working groups that are working on the horizontal standards. And again, if that's what you really want to happen, and you want to think about it very seriously before you say yes, come and talk to me, and I will try and help you get involved in that activity. This is all revolutionary for me. I've been working on standards since 1988. This is the first time it's been possible for the ad hoc community of open source to actually be actively involved in the standards process without having to go through an employer or a national organization to gain access, both of which turn out to be quite tricky. So I'm really pleased by what has been achieved, particularly by Alton, who wrote the MOU that we're doing this all under. So that's everything. We don't have time for questions. There are quite a few rapporteurs around. There are even some in the room, like this one. Like there's a couple there back there. So again, ask these people, and we will help you get involved. Thanks.
And do stick around, because we have an amazing final session of the day with Toby Langor, who's going to talk to us a bit about his experience in standard setting and how we can do it better, hopefully. So, Toby, I'm going to hand over to you.